I know the list of potential uses of hemp is pretty long, but if you could kind of give us a short list and some top uses of industrial hemp that you see that might come into play here in Kentucky once it is legal to produce products.
We're really excited about the industrial purposes such as hempcrete, which is hemp concrete. We actually stayed in a house in Asheville, North Carolina that was made using hempcrete, and it was absolutely beautiful and a great experience to actually see and feel the properties of the house and experience it firsthand. It's inspired a lot of what we want to do this year, along with animal bedding, animal foods, even cosmetics, body products, lotions, shampoo, conditioners, foods. The nutritional aspect's really exciting. The amino acid profile, the omegas in it, the hemp hearts, protein powders, hemp milk. I mean, the list really goes on as far as the potential opportunities of this plant.
And I've heard about hempcrete, but what is it about it that makes it particularly desirable?
We're going to be researching that this year for, you know, our own purposes, but it has been shown to be fire resistant in a lot of circumstances. It is also carbon neutral, and it filters the air and, you know, it allows the home to breathe, and it's non-toxic and also renewable and sustainable and can be grown right in our backyard.
I know that some manufacturers are actually already using hemp, BMW, for example, using fibers and door panels and other components. Because it produces a component that's lighter in weight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But where are they getting their hemp?
Right now, all hemp has to be imported from other countries. So Europe for, you know, more industrial purposes, Canada for food, China, a lot of our fiber comes from there. So right now, we're getting all of our hemp from other countries, and that's why we're trying to bring this market back to our country.
What kind of interest are you seeing in Kentucky farmers in getting involved right now, I guess, in the research phase of this?
I feel like farmers are eager to get involved without really understanding where the industry's at. The farmers want an alternative crop. They want a new option, a new commodity to, you know, include in their rotations. However, they're really unaware of where the industry stands and all the components and aspects of actually growing. You have to find seeds, you have to find the equipment, you have to know how to plant, you have to find an end use, you need to find a processor. So there are a lot of details that go way past just growing hemp and being a hemp farmer.
Is there any next big thing for hemp in Kentucky or the nation that's on the horizon, or are you basically waiting to get through this research process?
I think we're waiting to get through the next presidential election to see how that goes. That may affect the Industrial Hemp Farming Act, which is the federal bill that would remove industrial hemp from the Controlled Substances Act. The research these projects are producing will ultimately help push the federal movement forward on that level and hopefully allow Kentucky to eventually grow and have a commercial market.